Well, they're not going to make it easy for the Rockets. It looked good to start. But Golden State, they ran away with it. First quarter, man, I'm looking at the Grizzlies, and they coming out hitting threes from all over the place, looking like they want to compete. And I was like, you know what? Maybe they can sneak the Warriors at home. Well, I was wrong. That fizzled out real quick. And you can thank these two gentlemen at the top for that. Jonathan Kuminga and Klay Thompson. They led the charge for the Golden State Warriors. Kuminga's coming into his own here lately. He kind of was like Jalen Green, trying to find his way in the offense. But outstanding game for him, leading the charge along with Klay Thompson. He's been struggling throughout the year. He found some shots to go down, start feeling good. It's playoff time or play-in time. Either or, these teams are amping it up. Players that were struggling, they starting to get out of their little slumps. But Kuminga, man, the guy hitting threes, he's driving hard now, playing defense, full of energy. They're going to make it very tough for these Rockets to slide into that 10th spot. They're trying to hold it down. And, of course, we knew they was going to beat the Grizzlies. I mean, it would have been an upset if the Grizzlies would have came in and beat them at their place. But, like I said, that first quarter, man, it was looking real good. They had it going. Even Wiggins, he got 4-for-6 from the three-point line. Curry didn't have to have a too big of a game in this one. Everybody was involved. What's that? 7 guys in double figures. 7 guys, that's a key number right there for double figures. If you have 7 guys in double figures, what we always say, more than likely you're going to win that ball game. So all the Golden State Warriors got to do is continue to win. They continue to win, Houston won't have a shot. The only way that can happen, they have to drop some games. They got some tough ones coming up. I think they can give them some losses. But this one here, that was just one in the bag. We couldn't get a game up on them. Rockets playing the Chicago Bulls tonight. They go ahead and take care of business there. And hopefully Golden State slide a few of them down the stretch here. But yeah, major blowout, 137-116 on prime time. Shorthanded was the Grizzlies. No Ja Morant. We all know that. But the Grizzlies, they're going to be like from lottery to top team in the league coming in next year when Ja Morant gets on the floor. They're a well-talented team. They got all the pieces in place. When Ja comes back, they're going to get it rolling. I mean, tonight, who had a big night tonight? Aldama, 6 threes he was dropping. He was keeping them in. Every time the Warriors hit a three, he comes down and he hits the big three. So Aldama, he had a big game for them. 27 points. Jaren Jackson as well, 28 points. So they came to play a little bit, but like I said, it fizzled out. And experience just took over. G.G. Jackson. Don't know too much about this guy, but if you don't know too much about him, you're going to find out about him real quick. 35 points by this guy. 11 for 19 from the field. He dropped 7 threes. G.G. Jackson, I got to look a little more into him because this guy here, let's see if I can pull him up. Haven't been watching the Grizzlies too much. There he is right there. Look like a hell of a player, 6'9", 210 pounds. South Carolina, where he came out of. Yeah, I must have been missing him. He fell under the radar to me. 13 points a game, 37% from the three-point line, 44 from the field. Okay. They got some young talent. They got some young talent. The Warriors was too much last night. They found their groove. Hope they don't keep it too long, but they're starting to ramp it up a little bit. It's that time of the year. So we just need them to slide a few games if you're looking to get the Rockets into the play-in. But the task is high. It's going to stay high because you got to hope these guys drop some games. That's what it comes down to. And if you got an experienced team that's won championships, they know what's at stake at this time of the year. They're not going to be looking to drop too many. But they got some good teams coming up that's going to challenge them. And we can get them to drop 2 or 3 games before it gets down to the bottom five, six games left, it can make it interesting. I want it to be close enough to when they play the Rockets. I wish that could have been the deciding game to see who takes that 10th spot, but it might not play out that way. But either or, the Rockets still need to beat them when they do play them. But I don't think it's going to come down to who gets that spot when they do match up. So Bucks and Celtics without Giannis, they had a chance. They had a chance. Even without Giannis, they had a chance. Close but no cigar. Boston Celtics on a mission. Championship or bust. Not even just going to the finals. That's not going to be good enough for this team. Winning it all. That is the ladder. Winning it all for this team. Well-oiled machine. Well-oiled machine, and they're very deep. Jason Tatum, business as usual. 31 points. 2 blocks. 3 steals. 4 assists. 8 rebounds. 9 for 10 from the free throw line. Very aggressive. 4 for 7 from the three-point line. 9 for 19 from the field. Business as usual for him. You expect him to put those numbers up game in and game out. But that's not the important factor. The important factor is how deep this team is. They don't have to rely on their starters. They can go deep into the bench. Just like this guy we got spotlighted, Pritchard. This guy like a little water bug, man. Gets in there with gutsy rebounds, scores points, runs the floor, just gutty. Look at him. 3 assists and 6 rebounds for this guy. 5 for 8 from the three-point line. He had it cooking all over the place last night. 31 minutes. When you produce, guy off the bench, when you produce, you get those minutes. You get those opportunities. 7 for 11 from the field. They couldn't stop this guy. 19 points. You already got to deal with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Porzingis, and then you got this little water bug running around. Team is well oiled, man. They're playing together. Like I said, it's not just about getting to the finals. It's about winning the whole thing. It'll be a bust season if the Boston Celtics do not win it all. They know that. They're behind schedule for 3 or 4 years. They're ready to go right now. And they're favored. I can see them actually winning the finals this year. Who can stop them? Who really can take down this team? Can Milwaukee, when the playoffs come? I think they're going to fall short. I mean, new coach and Doc Rivers implementing some new things. Giannis in and out of the lineup. He's got to get back and come back healthy. Dame Lillard been up and down. He had a big monster game last night. But other than that, he's kind of been spot on here and there. Can't do that in the playoffs. He's going to have to bring his A game pretty much every night. Just to give Giannis some relief coming down the stretch. Everybody's keyed on him. Well, he's not getting battered and bruised. Well, he feel like he got to drive every possession to the hole, trying to dunk on people, trying to get layups. Getting to the free throw line is not his best friend. You want that to happen. Besides literally running around, jacking up threes, knocking them down. So it's kind of Jekyll and Hyde with this team. They got the talent to do it. I just don't think they're going to get together real close, get that chemistry they need to beat a team like the Celtics. Celtics, they will all. They got their chemistry. They know who they are at this point. They know who needs the ball. They're going to lay their hat on defense. They got Pritchard, guys like that coming off the bench, putting in key points, making stops, sharing the ball. It's going to be real tough to beat this team. Let's take a little peek at them. Milwaukee Bucks. Dame had it cooking. He had it cooking real good last night. 32 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds for him, 6 for 10 from the three-point line, 11 for 21. He hasn't been that good game in and game out. Like next game, he could be off. Then he's back on again. See, in the playoffs, you can't do that. That's going to put a lot of pressure on Giannis. Now, Middleton, he's kind of you know, getting it coming around a little bit, coming off his injuries. He's going to play a big part. He will be the wild card. You can look at him being a wild card. He's got to stay healthy, though. They got the pieces in place, but it's just not enough time. Time for them to get real close as a unit to actually go on a real run. So they'll run into the Celtics. Another team that can knock off the Celtics, of course, is the Miami Heat. Just because they're familiar with them, they play them a lot. They've knocked them out in the playoffs before. They know all their schemes. They just know how to get under their skin, press them to the max. But the Heat's gonna end up coming up short as well. The Miami Heat, they have to be fully healthy, first off. Now, the guys they're plugging in every year, same old things. Guys are gonna step up. Got new key players there. Scary Terry, I'm loving that pickup. That was a great pickup, especially with Hero in and out of the lineup. But fully healthy, Heat's gonna do what they do. They're gonna press teams to the max. They're gonna fall short for the finals and winning it all. We all know that. Do I think they have what they need right now to win it all, even going into next season? They have to be healthy. They gotta be healthy all year round. It's just a flip of the coin. They got all these players that can come in and plug in at any time and play well, but to be good all year round leading into the playoffs, they gotta have some health on their side. Jimmy is getting older. We continue to talk about this. He's playing well. I'll give it to him. Just when you try to count Jimmy out, he start making plays. They're bringing him along real good this season. He's rested. So he got some energy about him when he's out there on the floor. They've done a real good job at doing that this year. They're not allowing him to carry the whole load. A rookie coming in producing early as he is, handling the ball, shooting the ball, rebounding the ball, defending the ball. So he has a big instant impact, faster than people thought. So you have a healthy Jimmy and you start getting Tyler Hero back. You got all these guys around. Yeah, man, they can be scary. They can be scary and they can press the Boston Celtics to the max. So yeah, the Miami Heat is a team that could surprise the Boston Celtics, at least push them in a series all the way to the max, wear them down a little bit for somebody else going to the finals. But Boston Celtics, man, they looking gooder than ever. Gooder than ever. And if something happens where they don't advance, it'll be a sad song and be a bad season on their part. They'll try to underplay it, but it's championship a bust for them. They don't have to speak about it. We already know it. So 122 to 119, they was able to hold off the Milwaukee Bucks. They came back a little bit late. Try to make it interesting, but nobody expected them to win shorthanded, no Giannis. But if they would have, it would have been impressive. But yeah, Boston Celtics at home, shorthanded Milwaukee Bucks. It is what it is. Close, but no cigar. Jimmy Buckets. And he definitely was Jimmy Buckets last night. Miami Heat, get healthy. Try to make this last stretch run. And try to position yourselves. Try to move up if you can in the standings. Memphis Grizzlies, nobody expected y'all to win last night. Y'all put up a good fight, then it kind of fizzled out. But y'all don't have y'all main man either. Next year, y'all gonna be the talk of the town when y'all get y'all man back. GSQH, Goody Mo Sports Quick Hits. This is Terrific Thursday. Enjoy y'all time, and thanks for your time. We out of here. Peace.